presenting the Alliance Way of Redeeming Zim. May 6, 2021 QFS2020, Quantum Financial System, Revaluation of Currencies. https://qfs2020.com. Notice and clarification, homepage continues below. There is a man in the chain of Intel sources above Charlie Ward by the name of Stephen Leonard. Mr. Leonard has taken one of my QFS articles, posted on this QFS2020.com site and was also posted on Intel Dinar Chronicles, and has copied it and sent it to Charlie Ward as his own. Charlie's latest reading of the Stephen Leonard's letter. This Stephen Leonard person claims to be the chief scientist for the QFS as well as the number two man of those who control the QFS. While his original letter to Charlie had some word changes, it was almost word for word the same as my post. The changes he made reflects his understanding of the QFS but did not change the meaning of the post, just a few different words. First of all, I was honored that a person that is supposedly far up the ladder of QFS Intel would use my knowledge of the QFS as his own. The document that Charlie has read on some of his videos is morphing into some claims that are not accurate from my standpoint of the QFS. Though I wash one earth, I seek only the truth. Here is the link to my document posted on myqfs2020.com. It was confirmed true when I wrote the post, but the changes made by Mr. Leonard have made it inaccurate. Let me be very clear, I am not disparaging Charlie Ward, he is a man of integrity and a real truth seeker. It is because of the untrue intel that he receives from Mr. Leonard that I even bring ethies up. Here are my concerns. 1. Quantum consciousness, inaccurately called a computer, is divine consciousness and needs no scientist or a team of scientists to be involved in the QFS nor its creation. His claim of being the chief scientist infers the QFS was created by scientists, which is not true. God does not need Mantob involved in his creations as Mr. Leonard has alluded to. To infer that scientists created the QFS is similar to his claims as being the author of my post. It would seem that Charlie needs to confront the obvious corruption in his chain of Intel providers or abandon them. Mr. Leonard is not of the light in my opinion, and that leaves the other Intel providers in that chain of Intel providers for Charlie, suspect as well. 2. The QFS does not use assets to back currencies, it uses gold bullion. Yes, gold bullion is an asset but not all assets are gold bullion. Gold coins do not have a serial number, therefore they cannot support a digital gold certificate. This disqualifies gold coins from being used as gold backing currencies. Those who use the term asset-backed are sowing the seeds of distrust of the QFS in the future. The media could report that some gold coins used for gold backing of the currency were stolen and so now QFS is suspect. The purity of the QFS does not include assets to back currencies for this purpose. This is one of the major points of the post that Mr. Leonard has tainted from his cabal point of view. What Nixon did is proof against backing a currency with assets. The Alliance knows of this cabal trap and has eliminated the possibility of corruption from this sour sewell into the future. The fact that the gold found in the Vatican tunnel is being melted down into kilo bricks and given serial numbers that correspond to a library-type accounting system used in the storage facility, is proof that the serial number accounting system had to be maintained as the gold backing ways expended. With this library-type accounting system, one can take a digital gold certificate and trace it back to the specific kilo of gold that is backing that certificate. Divine consciousness is exact and will not deviate from the Alliance-sponsored QFS plan. 3. I question Charlie's use of this source as a source of truth. Putting serial numbers on a spreadsheet does not conform to the Alliance redemption plan. There is only one way that the Alliance agents will redeem Zim bonds, which is by a face-to-face redemption appointment at a redemption center. There is no other way Zim will be redeemed. This appointment requirement is for the agent to ascertain the intent of the person's heart that claims to be a humanitarian. The redemption of Zim bonds or other historical bonds is not meant for individuals that are not humanitarians. Such vetting process is essential. The reality is that the interviewer already knows who you are and the intent of your heart. They will know virtually everything about you. The Alliance agent is an extension of the Alliance and is no slouch. The vetting process is mainly for you to show up and receive your funds for your humanitarian work. If you don't go through this redemption process on your own, you will not receive funds from their redemption of Zim bonds. How the appointment goes will depend on how truthful you have been and how aware you are of your intent to do good. 4. I have emailed all of this information to Charlie's people and left it up to them to contact Charlie with this information, including the plagiarizing off me writings. I do not know if Charlie is fully aware of what has taken place and that the info he has obtained from what I feel is a tainted source is not off the light and the intel does not sync with the Alliance way of redeeming Zim bonds. I do not judge Charlie, nor will I try and tell Charlie what to do. It is none of my business. I trust Charlie's inner guidance that will assist him in his calling. 5. My intent of writing this notice comes from the many who read my posts and have noticed that Mr. Leonard copied my post and put his signature at the bottom as the chief scientist of the QFS. The incorrect intel he is spreading is a source of irritation to those who read my post and think that I might go along with what has been put out using my post as the basis of intel. I stand on everything I have written over the years. It reflects my knowledge at that time of writing, and, as with everything that changes with further light and knowledge, I have adjusted to the new information as best I can. I will continue to do that. What is right is more important than who is right. Ron Giles. P.S. I do not have anyone telling me intel. Thus I have not signed an NDA. If there is something I should not post, I am told not to post it. What I write are my own thoughts. I do, however, get confirmation of accuracy from my sources within the Alliance before I publish anything, including this article. Love One Society Mission Statement. Love One Society Mission Statement. It is by divine intervention and directive that this sacred mission. Love One Society. was created as a philosophical, teaching, and healing ministry. Love One Society adheres to the premise that all events are orchestrated for the good of each individual involved in that event, and because Prime Source or Love created the event, then at all times and in all places Love has won. When an individual realizes God or Love is behind all events that take place, then it gives that individual the chance to ponder and question the reason for the event. This pondering allows God or Love to reveal the divine reasons behind such events. Such divine revelation brings peace and unspeakable joy when one understands God's or Love's intentions. A belief that Love One begins the journey to peace and joy in a way that breaks the cycle of pain, stress, and suffering. Love One is such a profound statement of truth, it needs to be spread to all who want to understand the truth in the experiences of their lives. The mission of Love One Society, therefore, is to share this understanding with all those who seek for truth. To this end, we, the members of Love One Society, dedicate the remainder of our lives upon this earth. Ronald K. Giles, Overseer. Love One Society.